A funeral is being held for a two-year-old Palestinian boy killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Mohammed Haytham Tamimi and his father were hit by Israeli fire on Thursday while sitting in a car. It happened during an Israeli raid on the village of Nabi Saleh near Ramallah. Villa Marx joins us live from Nabi Saleh, where that funeral is being held. And Willem, explain to us just how it came to be that a toddler was shot dead.
Well, according to the family of two-and-a-half-year-old Mohammed Al-Tamimi, his father and he were getting into a vehicle at their house not far from where we are now, very close to an Israeli military checkpoint at the entrance to this village. And after one shot had been heard by the mother of Mohammed, the father tried to move his car away from the checkpoint. It had been damaged in the past, and he was concerned about damage once again in ensuing gunfire. That seemed to alert the Israeli soldiers at the checkpoint to his presence when he turned on the lights of the car, and the car was then shredded with a large number of bullets that left him, the father, Haytham, injured in his left shoulder and a bullet lodged in the brain of two-and-a-half-year-old Mohammed. He was taken to a hospital by a helicopter in Jerusalem and, unfortunately, 2 days later, died of those injuries.
It's such a distressing story, but not perhaps an uncommon one to people there in the occupied West Bank. What reaction are we seeing from the family and Palestinians widely in the community?
Well, he's certainly not the first Palestinian in the West Bank to be killed this year. Dozens have already been involving clashes with Israeli military forces. He's certainly the youngest, though, at just 2.5. This community here is in anguish. The mother has described him in a Facebook post after he died as a martyr. The father incredibly angry and upset about what's happened. The mother telling us just in the last couple of hours that she's going to pursue legal remedies with the Israeli authorities to try and determine who was responsible and the exact circumstances of the child's death. The Israeli military have said that they have apologized. They are sorry for the non-intentional death of non-combatants in this incident. But the Palestinian authorities saying they don't trust an internal investigation the Israelis are now carrying out to get to the truth of this situation.
OK, Willem Marx joining us there from the funeral site for that two-year-old Palestinian boy. Thanks very much, Willem.